BBC News with Govinder Gill. President Trump has urged Iranians to keep up their anti-government protests and has told them that help is on the way. He's due to meet shortly with advisers to discuss Iran. Mr. Trump told reporters he was trying to gather accurate figures on the number of dead and would act accordingly. Speaking to our partner network, CBS, he learned of the imminent hanging of a 26-year-old protester on Wednesday. Here's Mr. Trump's response.
I haven't heard about the hanging. We will take very strong action. If they do such a thing, we will take very strong action. We don't want to see what's happening in Iran happen. And, you know, if they want to have protests, that's one thing. When they start killing thousands of people and now you're telling me about hanging, we'll see how that works out for them. It's not going to work out good.
President Trump says his administration is going to revoke the U.S. citizenship of any naturalized immigrant from Somalia or any other country who is convicted of what he termed defrauding American citizens. Neda Tawfiq reports.
The situation in Minneapolis is still tense after an ICE agent shot and killed a woman last week. President Donald Trump raised the political temperature even further on Tuesday by doubling down on his attacks on the Somali community in the city. He said any immigrant from Somalia or anywhere else who was convicted of fraud would see their citizenship revoked. He said they would be thrown in jail and sent back to where they came from. He previously said he did not want Somalis in the country because they contribute nothing and their country stinks.
The Republican congressman heading the inquiry into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein says his committee will meet next week to hold the former Democratic President Bill Clinton in contempt. That could potentially lead to criminal charges. Earlier, Mr. Clinton and his wife Hillary refused to testify in person, accusing James Comer of potentially bringing Congress to a halt in order to pursue a politically driven process. Here's Mr. Comer speaking after Mr. Clinton's no-show.
Hillary Clinton's supposed to show up tomorrow. We'll see what happens there. But with respect to the former president, one reason I think most Americans want President Clinton to answer some questions is because Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president. And then we know that Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's plane somewhere around 27 times after the presidency. So no one's accusing Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing. We just have questions.
The United States has designated the Muslim Brotherhood chapters in Egypt, Lebanon and Jordan as terrorist groups. A statement from the US Treasury accused them of providing support to Hamas for its attack on Israel and promoting an extreme version of Islam. The Egyptian chapter called the move detached from reality and unsupported by evidence. World News from the BBC. Scientists say greenhouse gas emissions in the United States have risen for the first time in 3 years. Researchers attribute the 2.4% rise to growing demands from data centers powering AI and increased heating use because of a cold winter. Data shows US homes burned more gas for heating. French farmers who drove hundreds of tractors into Paris say they're staying overnight in the city to protest against an EU trade deal with the South American bloc, Mercosur. They say the accord scheduled to be signed on Saturday threatens local agriculture by creating unfair competition with cheaper South American imports. The French Prime Minister, Sébastien Lecornu, has promised an emergency bill to help alleviate their woes. The K-pop band BTS have announced details of a world tour as they return to the stage after 4 years. They'll play 79 dates starting in South Korea in April before setting off across Asia, Europe and America. Excitement has been mounting for their comeback ever since the rapper and songwriter Suga became the last member of the group to complete his 18-month mandatory military service last June. One of the most influential figures in America's civil rights movement, Claudette Colvin, has died aged 86. Here's Jacob Evans.
In Montgomery, Alabama, in 1955, 15-year-old Claudette Colvin boarded one of the city's segregated public buses and took a seat. She was soon ordered to get up and let a white passenger sit in her place. Colvin refused and was arrested. Her case occurred months before Rosa Parks did the same thing. And while Miss Parks gathered global attention, Claudette Colvin's pioneering act of defiance did not. And while Colvin was part of the first federal court case against bus segregation in Montgomery, it would take years for her importance to be fully acknowledged. Reflecting on her arrest decades later, Colvin said she couldn't get up because history had glued her to her seat.